Okay, picture this. You're in a Hollywood pitch meeting, but the person pitching the movie isn't a screenwriter in a suit. It's an AI.
Whoa.
Yeah, wild,
My
right? Feels like we're living in the future. And that's kind of what this whole deep dive is about. We're looking at this blog post called, get this, The AI Team, Rogue Machine's Quest for Redemption.
catchy.
Right. So in this post, the author uses AI for basically every part of creating this movie idea. I'm talking about coming up with the concept, the plot, even writing those query letters people send out to studios.
I've always hated writing those. So many rejections.
Well, maybe AI is the answer. But really, though, this deep dive isn't really about some cheesy action movie. It's more about what happens when AI takes on the role of, like, the creative mastermind. And here's something I found super interesting. The author even used AI to write different versions of the blog post summary. Talk about meta.
It really shows you how much they believe in AI as a, what's the right word? A creative partner. Like, it's one thing to have AI polish your grammar. It's a whole other thing to let it make decisions about your plot or character.
Exactly. So, okay, ready to hear about this AI-generated action flick?
Lay it on me.
All right. The author calls it the AI team.
Of course they did.
Well, it fits, and it's that classic A-team setup we've seen before. You've got your elite military unit. They get framed for a crime they didn't commit.
I have to go on the run using their skills to help people.
Yep. Classic. Only this time, the team is made up entirely of AI characters. There's Alpha, the strategist, always thinking 10 steps ahead. Beta's the hacker, can get into any system. Then there's Gamma. Every good action team needs some muscle, right?
We gotta have a brawn.
You know it.
Yeah.
And lastly, there's Delta, the stealth expert, because who doesn't love a character that can just disappear? But here's where it gets interesting. These AI characters aren't just like algorithms, you know? They actually appear human because they've got these image
Okay,
animators.
so they're not just brains in a computer, they can actually pass as people.
Exactly.
That changes things. It's like the author is trying to blur the lines between AI and humans.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, are these AI characters supposed to be relatable, or are they something to be afraid of?
Ooh, good question.
It makes you think about how AI might fit into our world, how we see it, you know?
It's more than just a simple action movie, that's for sure. All right, so we've got our AI team, and they've got those image animators, so they look human, but how do we get from like idea to actual movie? That's where
Yeah.
it gets really cool. The author lays out their whole process step by step.
Nice, methodical.
Totally. So it starts with a basic idea, right? What if the A team was AI? Pretty standard brainstorming stuff, but this is where the AI tools come in. The author uses AI video software to make what they call video adaptations.
Video
Yeah,
adaptations.
basically like AI-generated concept trailers to get a feel for the look of the movie. Sadly, we only get descriptions, not the actual videos.
Oh man, I would love to see those.
Me too.
But still, it's kind of mind-blowing. Like AI could become a regular part of filmmaking. Imagine just testing out ideas, different visuals, even character designs, all with AI.
Totally changes the game. And speaking of, next up, the author tackles the outline. And who better to wrangle a three-act story structure than another AI? This time it's Claude AI.
Back for round two.
Exactly. And the outline hits all those classic action movie tropes. We've got the flashback to that mission where the team gets framed back in 2021.
Ooh, 2021. That's interesting.
Right, I thought so too. We'll circle back to that. Okay, so present day, there's a new case, pulls the team back in. Of course, there's a conspiracy, corrupt officials, a government task force. Oh, and we've even got the civilian, Sarah, who needs the team's help.
Gotta love a classic underdog story arc.
Always. Okay, but here's the thing. The author doesn't stop at the outline.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. Next up, query letters. You know those things you send to studios to try and get your film made?
Oh, yeah, nail-biting stuff.
Right. So most people would probably just try to write it themselves, but not this author. They bring in a whole team of AI assistants.
No way. Like a whole AI writer's room.
Exactly. We got Bing Copilot, Google Gemini, even Meta AI and Gab AI, each one writing a different version of the query letter.
That's wild. What were they thinking? Like different styles, different takes?
I know, right? It's like a competition to see which AI writes the best pitch.
So this is more than just like AI writing a screenplay. It's about AI being a part of the whole creative process.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, what if anyone could do this? Like, what if anyone who wants to make a movie could have a team of AI helping them develop their ideas?
That would be game-changing.
Yeah.
Talk about democratizing Hollywood.
So we've got all these AI-generated pitches, right? But which one's the winner? Well, the author brought in another AI, Opera Aria AI, to choose the best one.
AI. Judging AI. This is getting meta.
Right. And guess what? Claude AI wins again.
2 for 2. Must be doing something right. What do you think Opera Arie AI liked about Claude's writing?
Maybe it was the story structure, the tone, who knows?
I guess AI has good taste in storytelling.
Right. Okay, so remember how some of those query letters mentioned the year 2021?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Like, why 2021?
Well, think about it. 2021 was huge for AI. It was like a turning point, right?
True, we saw some massive leaps in AI tech that year.
Exactly. So it's like these AIs are connecting their own creation story to a real-world timeline.
Wow. That's, kind of trippy when you think about it.
It really is. And speaking of trippy, one of the query letters even had the AI team questioning their own identity.
Really? Like an existential crisis?
Yeah. Asking those big questions like, what does it even mean to be human?
Whoa. It's like as AI gets more advanced, we have to face these questions too.
Right. It's not just sci-fi anymore.
Yeah.
But okay, that about wraps up our deep dive into the world of the AI team. We've seen how AI can come up with movie ideas, write scripts, even pitch them to Hollywood. It makes you wonder, what's next? Is this the future of filmmaking? Will we even be able to tell the difference between human-made and AI-made movies? And what about creativity itself? Is it something only humans can do, or can AI be truly creative too? Just some things to ponder. I don't know about you, but this whole thing has really got me thinking.
Me too, for sure. A lot to unpack there.